This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Got you. Yep. Now, we have our next guests in the studio with us. We've got Ag Johnson and Alara. And welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
And thank you. It's lovely to have you both here. Now, we're here to talk about
MSO.
I was going to say, yes, but it's this particular live performance that you're doing. And this is an original piece, is that right?
Yeah.
That must be a lot of fun. Now, before we talk about the actual piece, however, and what's going on, a little bit of background on the two of you. Mind you, as David says to most of our guests, you're so young, I'm not sure how much of a background you could have, but let's go anyway. Now, we might start with Alara.
Sure.
How did you get started with music how did your journey start and how to where you are now?
I love that question. I was little. I was like 12 writing songs in my bedroom, like folk music with my cousins.
Why folk music of all?
You're like, I don't even know what
folk music is?
I grew up listening to like Jill Scott and Lauryn Hill and like a lot of soul gospel stuff.
Yeah.
So I have no idea how folk just came so naturally.
I
only had the guitar. And
was there any influence from your family or anything like that, or was it just something that you just drifted towards?
My grandfather, my Tata Pepe, he was in one of the first Latin American bands in Australia. Right. So it kind of skipped a generation. My mum loves to sing and she's a beautiful singer in the shower. No, she's a great singer. She's a good singer.
And so what is your like family background?
Both my parents are Chilenos from Chile.
Oh, okay.
So
but were you born here?
But I was the first born here, yes.
Right, okay. Yeah. And have you been back there?
Yeah, I have. I've been back like every 2 or so years growing up.
Okay.
And it's been a while since COVID now, but I do plan to go back soon.
And so has that music influenced you at all? What's happening in Chile? Had you already forged a thought of music before that?
That's a great question. I think growing up around like the Latin fiestas every month with the family in Australia, although in Australia we did, I guess the way that I connect it to my music that I make now is that I want to create music that brings people together because that's what I experienced growing up in the terms of like my culture.
Right.
Yeah. And
brilliant.
Upbringing.
Okay, your turn.
Sorry.
So I've been singing ever since I was honestly a young girl. So I'm actually from Adelaide. So I moved here in 2018 to study. So I studied a Bachelor of Music Contemporary at AIM. And then from there, I just did a bunch of little gigs here and there in different places. I've always sang, you know, ever since I was a kid. Actually, I was inspired by my sister, so she kind of got me into music.
Right, okay. And what's your family background?
So I'm South Sudanese.
Sorry?
South Sudanese.
Right, and were you born here?
No. So I was actually born in Egypt.
Wow.
And then from Egypt, we came to Australia.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And does your sister sing too, or does she just have a love for music?
She sings, but not really. Like, she mostly does, like, comedy TikTok videos. Right. So, yeah, she doesn't really sing anymore.
All right, so tell us, how did you, and you said off air that you didn't know each other before this happened.
That's
so
true.
So tell us the story on how you got involved and performing with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. How exciting must that be for the both of you?
Yeah. It's crazy, honestly. We're beaming right now. You can't see our smile. We are smiling.
Yeah. So we pretty much like started with Grid. And we were on two different. So you did the east side, whereas I did the west side.
What's Grid? Tell it.
So how would I describe it? Grid is like,
it's a program that helps up-and-coming artists to like pave their way, their first steps into the industry, like with mentors, with releasing their first like music. And they're awesome. Yeah.
Right. And do they then place you with, how did it come about, the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra?
Ooh, I think the orchestra or Grid reached out to mm-hmm. each other at some point and wanted to collaborate. And then Grid Series chose four artists and we were two of them.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
The other two are Nomad and Hash.
Right, okay. So you've done a song together. Is that right? Or separately?
We all have done separate songs.
Separate songs,
so basically,
right.
For me, the song that I did with Grid is the song that I'm going to be performing at the MSO Festival.
Right.
And it's my original song, Al Sar, that the orchestra's arranged by Alex Turley. He's the arranger. He arranged the piece that the orchestra will play.
So how,
of my original song.
How different is it when all of a sudden orchestra is playing your music? Was that a huge learning curve for you?
Yes.
And was it intimidating? Or was it, has it all been just a beautiful experience?
Honestly, for me, it's been like such a beautiful experience. Mm. Like when I first heard it, it almost sounded like a completely different song. I always say it sounds like a movie soundtrack.
Yes. Wow.
It's so amazing.
Wow. Yep. And the fact is that I'm sure it's going to be recorded, so you'll have it for the rest of your lives.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Yeah. How crazy.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something that special.
Yeah.
So what does it now do for you, as in the future?
That's a great question. Yeah. I mean, I feel like this has opened so many doors, even us just doing this interview, and having different contacts and different people that we can now, I've met Elora through this and, you know, we can collab in the future and it's just opened so many doors.
Do you reckon you might collaborate together?
I mean,
you
know, we were just talking before, we're both
like on the same parallels journey. We're both writing and producing and so... Who knows?
Yeah.
Can we call it a Sunday Arts Scoop now?
Yeah. You heard it here first, people. You heard it here first. Opportunities come along with this, program that you're part of. Is this the end of it now? Or, is this the crescendo? Or is it an ongoing process?
I mean, honestly, I don't think it's ever the end because, even after I did Grid was, 2019.
Mm. Oh.
And now it's, 2023 and we're doing this.
Yeah,
so I feel
the support is so ongoing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's really special, actually, for a program to do that because we finished the program now and they continue to support us. And
And how did you get involved in this program? Where did it come from? Is it something that you were both aware of or did you just find out about it?
I had a friend that went through Grid Series in Melbourne and he recommended the program to me and then I applied with a demo of a song, the skeleton of a song, and I didn't have much hopes up for it, but it turned out that I got in and so...
Yeah.
I had the same. I had a friend let me know about it and then I was like, oh, cool. So I just applied online and they invited me to come and, have a look.
And is it backed by the government? Is it government funded or where does the money come from?
That's a good question. I feel like it might be funded, but I'm not sure who by.
Right, okay. Well, if the MSO is involved, it probably is. A grant from the government.
Yeah, I think so.
So what's the evening call that you're performing?
I think it's just the Free Summer Series at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl.
Right, and it's Wednesday the 15th?
Yeah, this Wednesday.
This Wednesday. Mm. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah. You ready?
And what's it like, though, when you walk into rehearsals with the orchestra sitting there in front of you? It must just be, because nothing's better than a symphony orchestra.
Absolutely.
The sound, it must be a wonderful experience for you.
Yeah.
It's huge. It was a bit intimidating, like you were saying before. Actually, I did relate to that. I feel intimidated, but also I feel inspired to rise to the bigness of the sound that's backing me.
Yep.
100%.
And so it's really inspiring. And to see myself match that bigness in my own way, I'll be excited to see how I embody it. In the moment.
And the four songs must be interesting hearing the other three
as
well.
Yes. Incredible.
Everyone's is so different, but it just works.
They all made me cry.
Yes.
rehearsals. I was crying.
Literally.
and how long are the pieces? Are they particular, different lengths? Your piece?
I feel like they're all roughly the same.
How long?
Like maybe like, I don't know, three or four minutes. Yeah.
Well, you should know. It's your song. But you're like, and it'll be over so quickly.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't want to be so sad.
So much anticipation for like minutes, but.
And sorry, and you're both you're playing your piece in this performance. Have you got more sort of in the bank ready to go? And you know, is that what you're planning on doing?
Yes,
both of you? Okay.
Yeah. So we were actually talking, like we're both working. So I'm working on a self-produced EP, and she's also doing the same, like working on producing her like EP as well.
Yeah, I'm working on an EP with a good team, and I've just started producing as well, which we were talking about.
Wow. And I have a music video that I'm actually doing in 2 weeks for a single that I'm releasing. So I'm really excited.
And what sort of style of music is that? Is that very different to this?
Yeah, so it's like R&B pop.
Right, okay. Yeah, fantastic. Well, have the best fun
Wednesday night.
And my pleasure. And you're like, and it's a free concert, so we can all go.
Oh, it's free. Anyone can come.
Yeah. And they're the best fun. Have you ever been to one before? Yeah.
No, it's the first time.
I haven't,
It's one of the wonderful things about Melbourne. Where the MSO, they're at the Maya Music Bowl, free, you know, like you take your picnic dinner and enjoy every minute of it.
Absolutely.
You're going to have a ball. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it'll be really special.
Okay. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Alara and Ag Johnson here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.